Hello and welcome to another episode of The Mormon Jungle. I am your host, Peter Priesthood. Today we'd like to talk a little bit about the question, it's been in the news quite a bit lately, it's the question of whether or not Mormons are Christians. Now some, although certainly not all, traditional Christians claim that Mormons are not Christians. The obvious resolution to this sort of semantic question is to go to the dictionary. Dictionary.com defines Christian as a person who believes in Jesus Christ, a person who exemplifies in his or her life the teachings of Christ. So one could ask the question, do Mormons believe in Jesus Christ? Do we try to follow Christ's teachings as we understand them? Well, here's a quote from one of the worldwide Mormon leaders. He's what Mormons call an apostle. His name is Boyd K. Packer.
The ensign to which all of us are to rally is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father.
Again, the American Heritage Dictionary likewise gives a definition for Christian. Describes Christian as one who professes belief in Jesus Christ or follows the religion based on the life and teachings of Jesus. Again, let's hear from one of the worldwide church leaders about Christ.
Because this glorious promise is true, where else would we look? Where else would we reach? Where else would we come but to Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the Lamb of God?
The American Heritage New Dictionary of Cultural Literacy, 3rd edition, describes Christian as a follower or disciple of Jesus, someone who believes Jesus is the Christ or Messiah, a follower of Jesus and his teachings. So do Mormons believe that Christ is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Messiah? Well, let's listen to another one of our leaders.
Through the strengthening power of the atonement of Jesus Christ, you and I can be blessed to avoid and triumph over offense.
Finally, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines Christian as one who professes belief in the teachings of Jesus Christ. Again, let's listen to what one of the church leaders has said about Jesus Christ in one of our worldwide general conferences.
Through the strengthening power of the atonement of Jesus Christ, you and I can be blessed to avoid and triumph over offense.
And because this is a question that is so culturally and religiously charged, one must ask the question, what does someone who is removed from the Christian culture think about Mormons when looking in on Mormons? What would an objective academician think, or someone perhaps from another faith tradition like a Muslim or a Hindu? I was recently reading a book entitled Anthology of World Scriptures by Robert E. Van Voorst, and he is an academician who talks about this very question, not from the perspective of a Christian preacher or a Mormon, but from sort of objective perspective of academia. And he wrote, "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints see themselves as Christian, and most experts in comparative religions would view this labeling as basically correct. That they accept the Christian Bible as their first canon is a good indicator of this. Moreover, outsiders to Christianity, such as Buddhists, would almost certainly recognize them as belonging to the stream of Christian tradition." So here we have an objective academician who says, yeah, people can say whatever they want to say about Mormons, but if we use an objective definition of Christian, Mormons clearly meet that definition. Clearly, by any reasonable definition, by the dictionary definition, we certainly are Christian. It's true, however, that Mormons belong to a unique branch of Christianity. We are not Protestants, we're not Catholic, we're not Orthodox Christians. We belong to a little-known branch of Christianity called Restorationist Christianity, the Restorationist branch of Christianity. In fact, we're not even the only church that belongs to that particular branch of Christianity. Other churches that belong to that branch include the Churches of Christ, the Independent Christian Churches and Churches of Christ, the International Church of Christ, the Disciples of Christ, Christadelphians. I'd never heard of that religion. I thought that was an interesting name, Christadelphians. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, the Community of Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ, Jehovah's Witnesses, and the Church of Christ Temple Lot. So there's many different Christian religions which fall within this branch of Restorationist Christianity. In fact, the total number of Restorationist Christians is nearly 26 million when you consider all of these different denominations. Now, it's true that Mormons are the largest branch within the Restorationist branch of Christianity, but we're by no means unique. You know, while affirming that Mormons are Christian, it is important to understand that we are not your run-of-the-mill Christians. We're not Catholics, Protestants, Orthodox. We truly do have a unique perspective on Christianity. And there's nothing wrong with acknowledging those differences between Mormons and other types of Christians. But to take a step further and deny Mormons their Christianity altogether is just simply not accurate. I once exchanged emails with a fellow who had accused me of not being Christian. When I was in my first 2 years of medical school, I was having a hard time, as is pretty much universally the case. Everyone in medical school has a hard time. It's a very, very challenging endeavor. And so I was having this hard time, and I wanted to search out some sort of support group. And as a practicing Christian, as a Mormon Christian, I naturally thought that joining a Christian group would be appropriate. I went and I participated in one meeting of a local Christian fellowship that was designed specifically for medical students. And after one visit, I received an email saying that I would not be able to fully participate. I received it from a fellow medical student, and I by no means wish to demonize this fellow. He seemed very nice. I suppose all human beings have hidden prejudices that oftentimes they're not even aware of. And I don't want to make this fellow out to sound like a terrible person, because he's not. And he said that I would not be able to fully participate in this group because I was not a Christian. And of course, I was initially hurt, and I responded in an email. I'd like to read some excerpts from that email. I said, "I recently learned that you don't consider my religion to be Christian. My initial reaction was one of disappointment and anger at this apparent discrimination. But being the Christian I am, I thought I'd give you a chance to explain yourself before jumping to conclusions. You can understand my surprise at what I perceived, perhaps wrongly, to be your opinion of me. I recently decided to begin participating in your meetings despite my busy schedule, something I'd been wanting to do for some time now, as I believe that Christians should support each other in trying times such as those associated with medical school. I was pleased to hear you say that the purpose of your meetings is not to exclude any denomination. You specifically cited your acceptance of Catholics, as I recall. Much to my surprise, after attending only one meeting, I'm told that I'm not a Christian at all, an extremely hypocritical declaration, at least apparently, given your initial message of Christian acceptance. If your idea of Christ is one who excludes people in this way, then perhaps you are right in suspecting we do not worship the same Savior. It is Christ who decides who is Christian, not you. For you to presume to possess that authority is, in my opinion, blasphemous." Now, I realize those are strong words. I was quite hurt at the time. And it's interesting, some people, when they're angry, say things they don't mean. But when I'm angry, which is not often, it's in those moments that I tend to tell the brutal truth. The New Testament is very clear about who is the last judge. It's very clear that at the last day, all men will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And Christ will decide who has made a good faith effort to follow him who has been a true Christian and who has not been a true Christian. For any man who decides to take upon himself the role of Christ and decide who of those who profess to be Christian truly are Christian in their hearts, well, that is blasphemy. That is pretending to be God. And I think that that's a very dangerous sin to enter into. So having established this fact that Mormons are Christian, but that we don't belong to any of the larger branches of Christianity, Protestantism, Catholicism, Orthodox Christianity, let's try to compare and contrast Mormon Christians with other types of Christians. So what are some of the similarities? Well, obviously the similarities are so great that I could not possibly list them all here. But among some of the principal similarities is that Mormons, like other Christians, believe in the Old and New Testament, the Christian Bible. Mormons also believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, just as other Christians do. Mormons also believe that salvation comes through Jesus Christ. So in this sense, Mormons are in perfect harmony with all other Christian denominations. Now, what are some of our differences? Again, these differences do not mean we're not Christian. These differences simply mean that we are a unique type of Christian. Mormons believe that early Christianity fell away from the truth due to Greek and Roman influences. When I say early Christianity, I'm talking about the Christianity that Christ established. And so because we believe that the church fell away from that original Christianity, we don't believe in some of the subsequent creeds that were developed by well-intentioned men who nevertheless did not have authority to act in the name of God. So, for example, Mormons don't believe in the Nicene Creed. We don't believe in a God, for example, that is without body parts and passions. That's not the God described in the Bible. That's the God described in subsequent creeds that were added to the Bible after Christianity had fallen away from its original teachings. Let's talk a little bit more about this Mormon understanding of early Christianity. When Christ was on the earth, Christ personally established his original church in ancient Israel. Anticipating his death, he knew that inspired leaders had to be called to communicate directly with God in order to prevent men, however well-intentioned, from introducing their own philosophies into his gospel. Christ called prophets and apostles to serve as God's spokesmen and gave them the authority to act in God's name, what Mormons call the priesthood. After Christ's death, prophets and apostles continued to communicate with God and to lead the church according to divine instructions. They worked hard to preserve the teachings of the original church, sending epistles to distant Christian congregations and visiting them when possible, all in an effort to prevent the introduction of men's philosophies into Christ's original doctrine. These early church leaders, however, faced significant challenges. First, the various Christian congregations were spread far apart, and travel was limited by first-century technology. It was difficult for the early church leaders to visit the various congregations frequently enough to prevent false ideas from taking hold. Second, the prophets and apostles were themselves actively persecuted, further complicating an already challenging situation. These early church leaders well recognized, both by simple observation and by divine revelation, that preserving the original Christian church would be impossible. As the Apostle Paul taught, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." That's from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 4 in the New Testament. The persecution of the prophets and apostles eventually led to their deaths as martyrs. With their departure, the authority to act in God's name was no longer found on the earth, and direct prophetic apostolic communication with God came to an end. Thus began what Mormons call the Great Apostasy, or the Great Falling Away. Without revelation from God, men, mostly well-intentioned, were left to try to preserve Christ's original teachings on their own. Mormons respect these early church fathers as righteous individuals who strove to keep the Christian tradition alive in the face of tremendous challenges. In the absence of direct communication with God, the encroachment of human philosophies and politics on Christianity was inevitable. But these men nevertheless did a noble job in preserving many of the truths that Christ had introduced during his mortal ministry. Mormons likewise respect the great Christian reformers, men who tried to correct some of the erroneous human philosophies that had crept into the Christian religion. Many of these early Protestant Christians recognized, however, that like their predecessors, they also lacked the authority to act in God's name. Rather, they were simply doing the best they could in the absence of direct revelation from God. Roger Williams was one of these. After fleeing the Massachusetts Bay Colony, Williams founded Rhode Island. He called his headquarters Providence, indicative of his lifelong search for the original New Testament church. Said Cotton Mather, "Mr. Williams finally told his followers that being himself misled, he had misled them. He was satisfied that there was none upon the earth that could administer baptism or any of the ordinances of the gospel, so he advised them therefore to forego all and await the coming of new apostles." It was against this historical background in the early 19th century that God chose to restore his original church. And it's from that idea of restoration that the restorationist branch of Christianity receives its name. First, God once again chose a prophet. Later, the authority to act in God's name, the priesthood, was likewise restored. Finally, 12 apostles were called, individuals who, like the prophet, received revelation from God for the benefit of the church. Through this prophetic apostolic revelatory process, God has clarified ancient difficult-to-interpret biblical teachings. He has revealed additional principles that either were not had among the early Christians or were not included in our modern-day Bible. He has taught us how to correctly apply ancient biblical principles to our modern-day lives. So to conclude this brief podcast, I ask again the question, are Mormons Christian? Yes, absolutely. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe he's the Son of God. We believe in his divinity. We believe that salvation comes through Christ. Are Mormons biblical Christians? Yes, we are. We believe in the Bible. We accept it as the Word of God. We try to base our lives on biblical teachings as we understand them. Are Mormons creedal Christians? Do Mormons believe in the creeds that were adopted in the 3rd and 4th century after Christ by the Christians of the time? No, we don't. We believe that the Christian church by that time had fallen away from the teachings of the early church that Christ had established, and so we don't accept the Nicene Creed or the other creeds. Are Mormons Protestant Christians? No, as I've mentioned, they're not. Are they Catholics? No. Are they Orthodox? No. And what a lot of people don't understand is that it's quite offensive to Mormons to be told they're not Christians. We have here a group of people who have based their whole life on Jesus Christ, who have accepted Christ as their Savior, and who strive to live their lives in harmony with His teachings. And to go to a group of people and say, no, you're not Christian, even though you've based your whole life on Christ, is obviously quite offensive. I heard the story the other day of a Mormon woman who had a non-Mormon friend. And Christmas came around, and this non-Mormon friend decided to give the Mormon woman a Christmas book for her young daughter. And of course the Mormon woman accepted it graciously, and of course the Mormon woman was very happy to receive it from her good friend. And then in the subsequent weeks, this lady went to her denomination, whatever denomination it was, and her pastor declared to the congregation that Mormons are not Christian. Apparently this goes on in some denominations. It's something completely foreign to my experience, because in the Mormon church we just talk about Jesus Christ, not about those who believe differently than we do. But this woman, upon learning from her pastor that Mormons are not Christian, was absolutely mortified. And she went afterwards to her Mormon friend and apologized for having given her this Christmas book, saying, I didn't realize you weren't Christian. I didn't mean to offend you. Now, was the Mormon woman at all offended that she'd received a Christmas book for Christmas? Not in the slightest. In fact, she could have just as easily been the one giving the Christmas book to her non-Mormon friend. Because Mormons are Christian. And when others say that we're not Christian, that puts an idea in people's heads that is completely foreign to the truth. That woman believes the same things about Christ that her non-Mormon Christian friend believes. Believes in the same Christmas story. Believes in the same divinity of Christ. And yet when others accuse Mormons of not being Christian, that puts an idea into people's heads that is completely foreign to the truth. Yes, Mormons are Christian. We're a unique kind of Christian, but we're nevertheless 100% Christian. Well, this has been the second installment of the Mormon Jungle Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you'll join us again later.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.